always felt like something was gonna happen here. And now I get to witness Hudson growing every year. Thanks to WGX, we get a song together. I remember when getting friends was...
You guys are listening to...
Radio Explosion!
On WGXC 90.7 FM.
Covering Columbia, Green County, and then some. This is your host, Olivia.
Courtney.
And it's William, taking over Olivia Williams' last name.
What?
Courtney Murphy, a.k.a. DJ MC Courtney.
A.k.a. Olivia, a.k.a. Olive Butt, a.k.a. Biscuit Lips, a.k.a. We Go... Hard.
Billy, PhD.
All right.
Okay.
So, today's topic.
You already said that. Our topic today is relationships and the different types of relationships. You may think that relationships are only just love and boyfriends or girlfriends and kissing and doing all the good stuff. But relationships are so much more. They can be friendships.
They can be writing letters to your friend in Afghanistan or in
your pen pal.
Yeah, there we go. Pen pal.
That's what you're
going
for?
Or they can just be a simple business relationship.
No.
Yes.
We don't do that.
They could be that stranger relationship on the crazy train.
All right. Yeah. We're getting hurt. No.
But.
No.
But. Yeah. So. We're going to have our first song. And it's called Trouble. By Never Shout Never. It's my favorite and it's so cute. Shout outs to Taylor.
Sorry.
What was that?
I knocked your mic because. All right, play a song.
I'm in trouble. I'm an addict. I'm addicted to this girl. She's got my heart tied in a knot and my stomach in a whirl. But even worse, I can't stop calling her. She's all I want and more. I mean, damn, what's not to adore? I've been playing too much guitar. I've been listening to jazz. I call so many times. I swear she's going mad in that cellular. Will be the death of us, I swear. In I'm running my mouth just like I got her, but I surely don't, because she's so in trouble. I'm so cliche, see, that word just wears me out, makes me feel like just another boy to laugh and joke about. But even worse, I can't stop calling her. I love to hear that voice, and honestly, I'm left with no choice. I've been playing too much guitar. I've been listening to jazz. I call so many times. I swear she's going mad in that cellular. Will be the death of us, I swear. In I'm running my mouth just like I got her, but I surely don't, because she's so rock and rolling out of my league. Is she out of my...
That is... Stop. So, Courtney.
I'm going to find a boyfriend with my voice.
No.
You what?
I'm
going
to find a boyfriend with that voice. I'm going to sing to him.
If anything, I throw my...
God bless the boyfriend that you find. Let him be deaf. So, this is one topic that I've been hearing, and even reaches the media, friend zone. Friends that likes or have feelings with other friends more than a friend, if that makes sense.
Well, speaking of which, there's a show, I'm not going to say it, but it's on MTV.
Friendzone.
It's about a like people that have feelings for their best friend but are afraid to tell them that because they're afraid that they're going to get shot down or just afraid of all these different things. And then they finally decide to come out with their feelings and say what they feel, basically, to that person.
We have a viewer of Friendzone. How do you feel about friends who's...
in the friend zone.
Putting you on blast. How do you feel about friends who have more deeper relationships or feelings to other friends?
Their best friends, especially.
Sterling Negron.
Well, it's kind of a controversial topic, I guess, because you take that risk to see if your best friend has feelings for you, but in the end, if they shoot you down, you either lose a best friend or you just continue in an awkward friendship. So depends on what kind of risk you're willing to take.
It's kind of like make or break, you know? You could either benefit from this and be with the love of your life, or you could kind of just feel like crap for the rest of your life.
That's so awkward.
I mean, no other way to put it.
I know a friend, right? She lives in New Jersey. And this chick, she was new to this school, right? Because she just came from, you know, Hudson. And so she met this guy and they kicked it off. Great, fun, cool, chill, calm, collected. She didn't know this guy was gay until she professed her love to her and say, listen, I know we're friends, but I love you. Come to find out the dude was gay. That was, they haven't talked since. As a matter of fact, I think the dude moved. And if that's not awkward, then IDK, what is?
Well, we have...
Oh, Marie LaShai is on the radio station. Oh my goodness, I'm about to bust a face. All right, cool.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Marie, I freaking... Oops. I missed you.
Am I on or no?
You are on.
I am?
Yes, sir. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Okay. I miss all you guys so much. I couldn't make it today because I have bronchitis and I'm addicted to cigarettes and it's an issue.
What the
don't smoke cigarettes. All you kids don't smoke cigarettes. You'll get bronchitis and die. I'll probably won't be living for a while. But, yeah, so you guys are talking about how, like, friendships becoming into relationships or whatever and, like, that show. And I just, like, had something to say about the relationship that I'm in now with my amazing boyfriend, Dave Warfield.
Shoutouts.
But, it actually started, like, maybe, like, 4 years ago when we became friends. And I never even saw him in that kind of way at all. And, you know, our friendship grew and it kept growing and growing. And, like, now we're finally together. So I feel like a friendship can definitely grow into a relationship. But the problem is like, you have to kind of decide whether or not you want to risk your friendship to make it into a relationship, because sometimes they don't work out, and when they don't work out, then you don't have them as a friend anymore, so you have to figure out if, you know, it's worth it or not.
That's so deep.
Yeah, but, I guess another thing, like, relationships, like, with family members and stuff, and friends, or, like, certain things happen and you realize who your real friends are. Like, when I was in the hospital and stuff, like, when I wasn't on air with you guys or whatever, I really figured out who my real friends were. Like, the friends that came and saw me, and, like, Dave was there. Like, I was on the phone with him every day. Like, my family, like, it was a real, like, awakening for me. Like, it opened my eyes to, like, who's really there for me in my life and who my, like, important relationships are with.
Marie, I'm gonna cry. This is deep. We miss you. I'm glad. Thank you for telling your story.
I miss you guys too, but good luck. I'll be there next week. Well, next week, I promise. I won't have bronchitis anymore. And if I do, then you guys can get sick.
Yeah, dude, I'm definitely down for the bronchi, man. And you know what? Now that you said it on air, you have to come, because I kind of hyped the crowd. I'm like, yo, Marie's coming next week. Today is the week you're supposed to come. And they're like,
But yeah, I contributed a little bit, though.
Yeah, I miss you, and I love you, and...
I miss you guys, and I love you, too, and I'll see you next week.
All right, see you.
Thank you for calling.
Don't be afraid to call back again.
I won't have to call back, because I'll be there.
Hey! See you. Peace, love.
Bye, guys.
Bye. That was Marie.
What's up?
If you guys didn't know, if you guys have
just tuned in... They know, Courtney.
Marie was a radio explosioner.
She is a radio explosioner.
Who took a little bit of time off, but luckily we got her back for next week. So that's an exciting show to look forward to. But as she was saying, being in a relationship is a really big risk. Well, in an intimate relationship. Did you know that there are two types of relationships?
No. What's the two types?
There's interpersonal, a.k.a. friendship, and there's an intimate relationship, a.k.a. love, or which is basically an interpersonal relationship.
What?
Relationship, but with more emotions and more...
So, like, for example, if I cuddled Billy and rubbed his head knowing full well he's not digging me, no type of way, that's the second... What is the second one?
That's just intimate. Like, that's
it's not
crazy.
Psychotic. It's love, though. Well, I mean, don't even try to play
emotions as in you want to just the way you are with a boyfriend or something.
Well, like I said,
I'm like that with everybody. Like I can't express it through radio air. I'm sorry.
Like I said earlier, with different types of friendships, you got like with interpersonal relationships, you have the everyday casual friendships, such as just regular friends. But you also got, like I said, business partners. You have co-workers. All of them fall into that kind of category of an interpersonal. But having an intimate relationship is more intimate. It's more...
Feelings and emotions and love. It's the pouring out of that towards the person that you want to be with, you know?
Right. If I have a friend, you know, that I'm feeling more than a friend and we're just friends, I'm the type of person that will not screw things up, but speak my mind in a raw type of way. Mm. I'd be like, listen, I know we're friends, but I just want to tell you, I got a little crush on you. But then again, I feel like that's not a good way, but... There's so many types of directions it can go. Like, Marie,